This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and we get to welcome in an artist again for a live session today. It's my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. William Duvall. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me, man.
You're appearing tonight at Hotel Cafe.
Yeah.
And to that point, you guys brought along a pair of tickets that we can give away to this.
How convenient.
So we'll do that in a few minutes. We'll give away a pair of tickets to go see William Duvall tonight. The latest album is called One Alone.
Yeah.
First album under your name. And you're my age, pretty much. And you've been making records for 35 years with other bands. Mm-hmm. That has to make you happy.
Yeah. It's worked out really well. It took a while, but I think timing ended up being perfect. Yeah.
Most recently, I think people come to you through Alice in Chains. For the last decade, you've been the lead singer, co-lead singer for Alice in Chains. But we'll talk about your other storied past as we go on here. But you've got your guitar. Will you play us a song? What's going to be first?
Oh, wow. Well, let's do a number called Strung Out on a Dream.
All right, this is William Duvall on 88.5 FM.
Lover, I just can't make sense of this. How I could hate you just as much as miss you. Lover, on a lonely night like this, I would trade my kingdom just to kiss you. Now the violet hour calls, wakes me from my sleep. I want so much more than you would have me keep. Out on a dream, stranded where I lay, but over and again, I give myself away. Strung out on a dream, but I see the light, cause tonight just might be our time. Tonight just might be our time. Come in, lover. Got my pedal to the floor, and I'll soon be scratching at your door. Ooh, lover, with my face against the pane, I'll hold your hand as we both go insane. Now, to my sleep, I want you so much, it hurts for me to breathe. Strung out on a dream, stranded where I lay, but over and again, I give myself away. Strung out on a dream, but I see the light, cause the night just might be our time. Tonight just might be our time. Come in, oh yeah. Ooh. One more chance is all I ask of you, my darling. One more chance is all I need. One more chance is all I ask of you, my love, cause tonight just might be our time. Tonight just might be our time. Come in, yeah.
William Duvall on 88.5 FM. That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. We were talking a second ago, said that Alice in Chains has been your day job for the last 10 years or so.
Almost 15, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where's it go?
Yeah.
It's speeding up.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, that's where they probably have learned about you. And for people who really don't know, you started out in an Atlanta hardcore punk band called Neon Christ in the early 1980s.
That's right.
Tell me what it was like playing in a punk band in the early 80s with you know, contemporaries like, you know, Jello Biafra and some of those other people. That had to been the time of your life.
It was great. I mean, I couldn't have imagined a better way to come of age, you know, being a teenager and playing music that was deemed by the authorities to be something that had to be stopped at all costs.
Tipper and, Gore did not care for you.
Know, neither did a lot of the local police forces or virtually any school principal in the state or in the region. I still have grown people coming up to me today saying, like, I got suspended from school because I had Neon Christ sticker on my notebook or on my jacket, you know, or I got grounded for a month because I tried to sneak out of my parents' house to come downtown and see you guys. So yeah, it was cool and it was great and it was innocent in a lot of ways, but it was also very heady in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm going somewhere with this, then you're in Madfly in the 90s, which is kind of a glam punk band. And then after that, you go with Alice in Chains, which is alternative, you know, and grunge at one point. And now solo. This evolution, has this been an analog to your life and how you've matured through the years? And this music that you've made at each of these stages, do you find that it's grossly different or that it all at its core is the same thing?
I think superficially it may be, quite different, the various stages, but there's always been a through line in there, and that has been my own search for a certain emotional honesty and truth. So the sonics may change from here to there, but I grew up loving all kinds of music, and I started very early. So I started playing guitar at 8 years old, and I was lucky enough to get turned on to Hendrix, Band of Gypsies right then.
Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like I started at the top, you know, with my exposure. And from there, I started record collecting. So it was everything from Weather Report to the Isley Brothers to Ornette Coleman to, you know, to Zeppelin, right? So, I mean, I grew up with eclectic tastes, and that's been reflected throughout my whole career, you know. And the key, I think, is after Madfly, I from the ashes of Madfly was a band called Comes With The Fall. And that, I think, is the key component to everything that's happening now. Because that band formed in Atlanta in 1999, recorded our first album in Atlanta, and then brought that album finished, pressed up, ready to go to L.A. And when we moved to L.A., actually 20 years ago this month, one of the first people we met was Cantrell, because he was a huge fan of that record. He was a huge fan of that record.
Jerry Cantrell, fan of that Alice
in Chains. Yeah, fan of that band. And that kind of paved the way for everything that's happening now.
Isn't it amazing that you go through your life and you feel like you're zigzagging? You go over here and you do this for a while, then you go over here and you do something completely different. But then you get old and you look back at it and you're like, my God, it was a straight line. Everything I did, you know, prepared me for this instant.
Right. Yeah. I think that's very much the case. And it all makes sense in retrospect. And I don't think I would have had it any other way. Yeah.
We're talking to William Duvall here, and we're going to give away tickets in just a second. He's playing at the Hotel Cafe this evening. But can we get you to do one more song first?
Yeah. Sure.
What's this going to be?
I want to do a number called White Hot.
All right, this is William Duvall on 88.5 FM.
You are so much more than beautiful, I can't help trying. And you are so much more than beautiful, I can't help crying. 'Cause I can't what you are, I can't find the name to claim your star. My heart is breaking. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
white hot. I feel the heat from your skin. It's white hot when I'm locked in your stare. There's nowhere left to roam. So let's fly into the sun, my love. Ooh. Oh, 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 oh. See that look in your eyes. It's white hot. I feel the heat from your skin. It's white hot when I'm locked in your stare. There's nowhere left to roam. So let's fly into the sun, my love. Oh, oh,
William Duvall on 88.5 FM, tune's called White Hot, and he is appearing tonight at Hotel Cafe, if you're interested in seeing him. I think there's still a couple of tickets left for it, but we're going to give away a pair right now if you're caller 8 at 818-677-3090. Caller 8, 818-677-3090. You go see William Duvall on his nickel. So thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Good.
You mentioned a minute ago about you've been playing guitar since you were 7. Tell me about that first guitar.
Oh, well, that first guitar was a really decrepit old nylon string acoustic.
It always is.
It always is, right? I found it in my grandmother's basement. My uncle had abandoned it many years earlier, and that was what got me going. Yeah, it was terrible, but I do. Yeah, long story short, it went through some changes and changed a lot of hands, but I do have it again, yeah.
You still have it around somewhere. What do you think, you've been through all of these, as we talked about, cosmetic changes in your career with different genres of music. Who has been the biggest mentor or influence on you in a personal way? Because I know that you mentioned Jerry Cantrell, being a fan of this, 20 years ago and befriending your cause. I know that you work with Vernon Reid of Living Color, mm-hmm. and recorded with him. Who has been the biggest source of wind at your back?
Oh gosh, I would say ultimately my family, because they have, any family of a musician has to put up with a whole lot of stuff, man, like to allow me to do what I do. And that goes all the way back to being a kid, my mother taking me to these crazy clubs with all these crazy kids and, no security and just insanity everywhere you look, people literally bouncing off the walls. But, she endured it.
She must have loved you. A hardcore punk band when you're, 16?
Yeah, dude, I was 15 when I started playing in clubs, man.
15 years, and she let you.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jello Biafra earlier, man. One time, Jello had to assume responsibility for me to attend a Dead Kennedys gig in Atlanta at 6:30.
Seriously?
Because I got snuck in, got found, got kicked out by the manager. He watched me call my mother on the payphone, and my mother had to come all the way back downtown after just having dropped me off. And in the meantime, I went and Jello came and found me out back kicking rocks and being all mad. And he was like, "What seems to be the problem?" And I told him, and I said, "They won't let me in. I'm too young." They said, "I'm underage." And he said, "Well, that sounds like South African style apartheid." And he agreed to assume responsibility for me. And my mother, there's no cell phones back then, so she's already on her way back. She gets to the club. I'm like, "Mom, you won't believe it. Come on back to the back of the club by the dumpster." Mom, this is Jello Biafra, yeah. You know, of the dead Kennedys. Yeah. And he's agreed to, you know what I mean? And she let it go, man.
He has
it
a song called Chemical Warfare, you know, and a penis landscape in my eyes. That's fantastic.
She was cool like that.
That's great. That's amazing. And last question, before we get to one more song from you. What do you think we'd find you doing now if music hadn't come along in your life? If there was no music industry?
That is hard to imagine because it's been here for so long. It's just been the oxygen I breathe for so long. I don't know. When I was like 4 or 5 years old, I wanted to be a cartoonist. Hmm. Yeah, so that might have been another trajectory, perhaps.
Do you still draw today? Do you?
No, just doodles and things, you know. But I mean, but I loved comics, and I loved, you know, I loved the flexibility of that medium, you know. So yeah. I loved everything from the really dark early Batman comics from the 30s to like Charlie Brown. I loved all of it, you know. So I might have done that.
All right. William Duvall has joined us here today for a live session at 88.5 FM. Will you do one more song for us? What's it going to be?
Sure. I'm going to do the first single off the One Alone album. It's a number called Till the Light Guides Me Home.
Dark days tearing me down. Nights are soaked with tears. Neither will I fear. So we go on after goodbye, like the seasons changing under the ocean sky. Someday this pain may be gone, but for now chase the dawn, and I can feel you buried in my bones. And I'm afraid and all alone till the light guides me home. I tried to build upon a dream born in our family tree. All I did was break you down with my demons and insecurity. It's a wicked sorrow that makes a man do the things I've done. And I can't blame you for calling up the strength it took to run. Someday I may feel your smile again when I atone for all my sins. But I belong in this hell I made my own. Still afraid, not alone, till the light guides me home.
That was beautiful. William Duvall on 88.5 FM with Till the Light Guides Me Home from his new album, his debut solo album, in fact, One Alone. William, a talented performer, and you clearly are, can take any song and make it sound very personal. That one sounded like it was a page out of your life.
For sure. Yes, it was. And I didn't realize it fully until I'd recorded it. It was one of the, this song was written with an eye toward giving it to another artist to sing, who I was considering producing an album for someone else. And I thought, oh, well, you know, and this tune just fell out of the sky. It was one of those ones that it was playing like a finished record in my head, and I just had to grab a guitar fast enough to keep up with it. I wrote it all in one sitting, and I was like, yeah, that could be good for this other thing, you know, this other record. And I could picture, oh, you know, three-part Appalachian harmonies. And I was producing the record in my mind.
Right.
And then I went in to demo it, And that's the version you hear on One Alone, the One Alone album. I went in to demo it for this other person. I was like, we'll just get it down in a way that we can have something tangible to talk about. And when I laid it down, it went down in just a few minutes. And the engineer was like, man, you're going to give that away? And I was like, well, you know, yeah, you know. And anyway, long the short of it, I ended up recording 7 more songs that day that became the genesis of the One Alone album, because I was there, the mics were set up. I was like, you know, I think I'll lay down a few more while I'm here.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was going to do with any of them. And then when I started listening back to some of the stuff on my own time, I was like, yeah, you know what? I think I should probably keep that song. Yeah. And I think one day perhaps something will be done with these other tunes as well. And now we have the One Alone album. And yes, that song, Till Light Guides Me Home, I started realizing, yeah, this is much closer to home than I was in a bit of denial about it. And yeah. Now I'm not, you know. Yeah.
Come see him tonight. Do that song in person for you at the Hotel Cafe. William Duvall, and the new album is called One Alone. Pick that up wherever you get music. William, great to meet you. I'm glad you came to visit us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been an honor.
William Duvall on 88.5 FM.